Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter will give his final public keynote address tomorrow morning here at WHYY. The topic, public education. In the lead up to the event, WHYY's Kevin McCrory spoke with the mayor about how schools have fared on his watch.
Michael Nutter set an ambitious education agenda when he took office in 2008. He promised to cut in half the number of students who drop out of public school, while doubling the number of Philadelphians who hold college degrees. In his inaugural speech, he promised to do both by 2015.
I'm asking you to join me in the greatest American city turnaround that anyone has seen in the last 50 years. Ladies and gentlemen, I've laid out for you, this is the new Philadelphia. God bless you.
To meet those goals, the dropout rate would need to plummet to about 15%, and the number of Philadelphians holding college degrees to rise to 42%. Soon after making these pledges, the worldwide financial crisis hit, Philadelphia's budget was slashed, and before long, Tom Corbett was elected governor with a mandate for austerity. Through Nutter's years, the state's share of Philly school funding has substantially dwindled, while city taxpayers have been pushed to make up the difference. Despite the floundering economy, the mayor did not backtrack on his promise.
The mayor is not in charge of, directly in charge of public schools, and certainly not in charge of higher education. But I thought that setting goals, giving people something to reach for, that in my view was doable, was very, very important.
So how did it turn out? Progress was made across the board. The dropout rate fell, and the number of residents with four-year college degrees is up. But both metrics have fallen well short of Nutter's goals.
I knew that, based on past history, I knew that it would be tough. I knew it would be a bit of a stretch. I don't believe that you can ever be too ambitious, especially when it comes to educating children. So what I would say is I set a very high bar. We've made significant progress as compared to what had been going on. You know, I could have said, you know, I think if we can get to a 60% high school graduation rate, you know, that would be a great achievement. We're at 65. Fantastic. Declare victory. That's bullshit.
In 2008, 53% of Philly students graduated high school in 4 years. 60% did so within 6 years. The latest numbers show that 65% are graduating in 4 years and 70% are doing so within six.
Could you paint me a picture from the view at your desk, what the hurdles are to making that percentage go up even higher and higher?
There are a bunch of things, but I'll pair two of them together. It's funding and accountability.
On funding, Nutter stresses the need for the state to invest more in public education while implementing a formula that systematically directs more funding to districts with the greatest needs. On accountability, Nutter repeatedly says, quote, adult conversations need to be had. Specifically, he calls for the district to build consensus with the teachers union, which has been without a contract for more than 2 years.
The district teacher relationship really has to change. And as adults, we have to stay focused on who's the most important entity here. It's kids. So some of the things that these fights back and forth between the district and the teachers, some of them have nothing to do with educating a child, have nothing to do with the quality of what happens in the classroom.
But they'll both insist that it does, right?
Yeah, I understand that, because that's what adults fight about, right? But, whether a teacher pays, you know, 1% or 2% or whatever for their health care has nothing to do with whether Johnny or Sally knows how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide. The two have nothing to do with each other.
Nutter also hinted at the need to change who runs Philadelphia schools. Since 2001, the School Reform Commission, a 5-member panel of state and city appointees, including two appointed by the mayor, has been in charge.
You know, we've had, you know, almost 15 years of this, and, you know, we need to have a grown-up conversation about the future of all that.
For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCrory.